It's unlike any other crop in America. The EPA has done zero testing to determine which pesticides are safe for consumers, and no federally funded programs can teach these farmers how to effectively combat pests. Depending on which state you're in, cannabis growers are largely on their own.
How marijuana growers learn best practices is on the internet, and it's a scary place. It's awful.
Whitney Cranshaw is an entomologist at Colorado State University.
In terms of pest management advice, I have never seen so much gross misinformation, so much junk science, so much silliness.
He often consults commercial farmers on eradicating tricky pests. But because cannabis is still federally illegal, he's not allowed to work with it.
It drives me nuts. And you could make more progress in terms of helping people by providing information on these crops than anything that I've ever worked with.
In Colorado, cannabis farmers have some guidance. Using existing EPA research, state officials have created a list of more than 300 pesticides that they're allowed to use. It's basically a workaround to the gap in federal research because these products are so low in toxins, they can be used on virtually any crop, and they don't leave behind harmful residues. Still, Colorado marijuana growers are caught using pesticides they're not supposed to. Last year, there were 22 cases.
Feels almost tropical in here. That's nice.
It's very humid.
Cynthia Anderson and her husband have run this grow operation in Denver since medical marijuana was legalized almost a decade ago. Inside, it's a wash of bright lights, oscillating fans, and about 450 green marijuana plants. It's small for the industry, but it means Anderson can give each plant individual attention.
Since we look at our plants every day, you know, if she turns a different color, or if she turns yellow, or if she's not getting enough water, or she's getting too much light, that's something that, you know, you pay attention to on a daily basis, and you can do that. Can you do that with 50,000? No.
Pests like spider mites or powdery mildew will decimate a crop of cannabis, which is why growers like Anderson rely on pesticides. But if you're caught using a pesticide that's not approved by the state, officials will take away your products, fine you up to $2,000, and even shut down your business. Anderson says rumors circulate within the industry that not everyone follows the rules.
We hear about the horror stories at other grows and what is done and what isn't done.
Anderson thinks growers might risk using an unapproved pesticide if a pest problem gets out of control and they need something stronger to take care of it.
They don't have any choice but to use that to get rid of whatever it is that their plants have. You're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars of growing plants that are their potential income.
The Department of Agriculture would only share 4 of the 22 misuse cases from last year. The entomologist, Cranshaw, says the unapproved pesticides they listed in those cases are common and not especially harmful. He thinks these growers could have just made a mistake.
There's a massive amount of confusion, and it's quite chaotic, making it very difficult for growers to understand what they're supposed to do.
Growers are still held to the same federal worker protection standards when applying pesticides. But in one case, workers were not given respirators to apply a certain pesticide. In another, a worker reported his employer to the state for pouring pesticides down the storm drain. The department's John Scott says things have only improved since the state started regulating pesticides in the marijuana industry 4 years ago.
I will say that, you know, we've seen a dramatic increase in compliance.
While some states have no regulations in place, Washington, Oregon, and Nevada follow a similar model as Colorado. Illinois, which may pass recreational marijuana this spring, will likely follow a similar one. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.